Now, time for music and another great battle. This time, how a man fought back against homelessness to become a millionaire, all thanks to Frank Sinatra.
I did it my way.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. grew up in Logan, West Virginia, population 1800, where climbing out of poverty usually means crawling deep into the coal mines. He moved to Detroit, where he found himself homeless at the age of 19. After returning to West Virginia, Murphy washed cars for years to support his family. All the while, he practiced his true love, singing the music of Frank Sinatra. He worked up the courage to go to New York City and audition for the TV competition America's Got Talent.
And I like you under my...
Despite a look that's more Rastafarian than Rat Pack, the judges fell in love.
Your life is never going to be the same. I'm telling you, you just changed your whole life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. would eventually win it all, a recording contract, a concert series in Las Vegas, and $1 million. And he says his love for the music of Frank Sinatra came from an unlikely source.
As a teenager, I started watching Married with Children. And the theme song to that show is Love and Marriage.
Love and Marriage, Love and Marriage.
It was just something that I would sing while I was walking through the house or anything like that. And then it went from there to the basketball court because I'm 6'4", so I love to play basketball. And I would dunk on people and sing Fly Me to the Moon. I mean, really, I would be like, boom, fly me to the moon.
In other words, hold my hand.
And then, you know, I cross somebody over or shoot a jumper in somebody's face and backpedal up the court like, I've got you under my skin.
I've got you deep in the heart of me.
And they loved it. A lot of the guys or the bullies in the neighborhood would just, instead of jumping on you or pulling out their guns and shooting at you for embarrassing, they would run back down the court with me like, hey, man, you really sound good singing that. You ought to try to doing that, you know. So it was just something that stuck with me, and it kind of like made me feel good. And once I turned 21, able to get into bars, I would go into these local bars and sing my way for people. And it became every weekend type thing.
But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well that I've got you under my skin.
Landau, for people who don't know you or your music or haven't seen you on America's Got Talent, let me just describe the way you look, because you don't fit the stereotype of somebody who would be singing Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Rat Pack stuff.
Right.
You are about 6'4".
Yes.
You are in your late 30s. You're African-American. You have long dreadlocks.
Yes.
And if you didn't know that, right, and you just heard you singing Frank Sinatra, people might assume you were, I don't know, say in your mid-50s, white, wearing a tuxedo, right?
Yes.
Were you kind of an odd... I mean, you grew up in West Virginia.
Yes.
And you grew up singing this music around kids down there. I mean, were you seen as a complete oddball?
Yeah, always. But I was born and raised in Logan, West Virginia. But in about 85, I guess I was about 11 years old, my mom moved me to Detroit, Michigan. So I was really an oddball, you know. You know,
would kids say, "What are you singing? Who is this?"
Right. I mean, they laughed at me. I mean, a lot of my family members thought I was like losing my mind. They was like, "Why are you ever singing Frank Sinatra, man? Why don't you sing Motown? Why are you going on the show to sing this and that?" And I was like, "The only thing that's missing right now, man. Everybody's doing Motown. Everybody's doing R&B. Everybody's doing hip hop." And I was thinking that the only crooner that we had left was Marvin Gaye and Luther Vandross, you know, as far as the black community is concerned, after Nat King Cole. You know, it's a lane all of your own if you can get in it, you know. And
what is it about this kind of music that speaks to you?
It's blue sky, puffy cloud music. It doesn't degrade anybody. It makes you feel good. It's something you can listen to with your mother, your grandparents. I mean, and at the same time, while I'm doing this and being in this business, I'm bringing back so many great memories for all my elders.
I get no kick from champagne, mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
My guest is Landau Eugene Murphy, Jr. He's the latest winner of the TV competition America's Got Talent. His debut album is called That's Life. Landau, talk to me about your upbringing a bit. You were literally homeless at the age of 19.
Yes. That was in Michigan. You know, my mother and my brothers and all of them, they moved back to West Virginia. But at that time, I had a girlfriend, and she ended up getting pregnant, and I didn't want to walk away from that. So it got me in a bind, you know. The stepdad that I was living with, you know, he got a new girlfriend, and I guess she wanted me out, and they put me out, you know. So I was just basically living out of my car, you know, sleeping under bridges. And it was really hard, but my sisters kind of figured out that I wasn't living over there anymore, and they asked me what I was out doing, and I was just like, I'm sleeping in my car. And they was like, you better get your butt in here, you know. So they kind of like took me off the streets, man, and I thank them so much.
I want you to think back to the moment you first took the stage of America's Got Talent. The lights and the cameras, every eye in the house is trained on you. It had been a long journey for you to get to that point. What were you feeling at that moment?
This is it. You know, I tied that knot in my rope and I was hanging on. I was just like, it's right now or never. You know, either I'm going to work a 9-to-5 for the rest of my life, or wash cars, or be a coal miner, or I'm going to follow my dream, and this is my moment.
You were washing cars. You were literally washing cars up until you auditioned to go on that program.
Barely making, you know, $400 every 2 weeks, so it was just like I was working for nothing. I'm 36 at the time, and I was just like, I got to do something. So God, or whatever you want to call it, it just spoke to me and said, you need a bigger stage.
You, of course, ended up in the finals, ended up winning in the end. They called out your name.
Landau Eugene!
A lot of people around the country saw that moment and felt so proud of you for how far you had come. I was listening to your version of That's Life on this record, and I've got to assume that it has a lot of meaning for you. I mean,
yes.
I thought of quitting, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it.
That's life. You know I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird, then I'd fly.
It's really amazing because there's so much in that song that seems to be about you.
That's right. I changed the end of it. It wasn't originally written that way. And the guy who wrote it reached out and sent me an email and told me how much he appreciated the way that I'd done it. He was like, I didn't even write it that way, but you did an amazing job. So, I mean, that was cool to get that from him.
What did you sing in the end?
I said, I'd jump on a big bird and then I'd fly. But it was supposed to be, I'd roll up in a big ball and die. And I just don't think about dying or quitting.
That's Landau Eugene Murphy, Jr. His debut album is a collection of standards. It's called That's Life. We've got a few tracks at our website, nprmusic.org. Landau Eugene Murphy, Jr., thank you so much, and congratulations on your win and all your success.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. For anybody out there who loved me on the show, you're going to love my CD because I made it just especially for you guys.
Our program today is directed by Petra Mayer and edited by Kenya Young and Jordana Gustafson. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Lauren Silverman, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Megan Kane, Tasneem Shama, and our intern, Jessica Palumbo. Today is Jessica's last day with us. She's been a great addition to the staff, and we wish her the best of luck. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. Our weekend web producer is Melissa Goh. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. And our senior producer is Steve Lichtai. For Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendATC or on iTunes. We post a new episode every Sunday night. We're back next weekend with more news and stories. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.
I jump on a big bird.